At the same time, Mel Gibson's movie was sweeping through the Middle East, The Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It could be purchased for $5 in a knockoff DVD from India. So the Muslims revere Jesus as their second holiest prophet. They revere Mary in a very special way, beyond anything I'd ever seen before. And so they wanted to talk about the movie. And
really?
The guy they wanted to talk to was the guy wearing a cross, and that was me. So we had some wonderful discussions, and they were very interested in what do Christians believe, and why do you believe these things? And this is what we've been taught, and we love the movie. You know, we don't like how it ends.
What did they love about the movie?
Well, you know, a couple things. They love the respectful way that Mel Gibson portrays Mary and her pathos and her devotion, because that fits their Quranic understanding of Mary. They love Jesus, the way that Jesus was portrayed. They, of course, all the guys I talked to vociferously disagreed that Jesus was crucified, which is a tenet of Islam, and I understood that. Mm-hmm. We didn't debate it. I just listened. And I don't know if it was something in the chaos of Iraq at the time and the chaotic Passion Week
of
Jesus.
So all that violence that was so striking to Americans was maybe much closer to home.
Yeah, well, it was certainly a living reality where we were. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, most of Iraq was pretty placid and still is today. Most provinces are fairly peaceful. But where we were and where I was with these men, it was the epicenter of chaos and violence. So that movie certainly portrayed tremendous violence in Jesus's life.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, I was talking to a lot of Shias, and Shias have a long history of martyrdom, and they have an element in Shia faith that has flagellation and, that practice that really focuses on pain, and to see that enacted in Jesus's life and him take that, I think really triggered something. So we had very free-flowing discussions that were very interesting. We pulled out the Arabic copy of the Injil so I could show them in the New Testament. This is what I'm talking about. They could read it in Arabic. I had my English translation of the Quran, which I know is not the Quran. And,
right.
But, they saw that I've read the Quran.
It was a little something to work with.
Well, mm-hmm. And that I've read the Quran, mm-hmm. And we could compare passages about Jesus. They found that fascinating that an American had read the Quran and had taken it seriously and respected what they believed while holding true to what I believed. And I'd hoped in a little way it was a sign of what I believe has to be their future in order to be successful, and that's the freedom of religion, the great tenet that the chaplaincy of the military seeks to preserve, to make sure that all people have the right to practice their faith according to their own conscience and dictates.